Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 24, text 54. Hey Rupa Dekite Anjara Shakti Nai Prabhura Kripate Deki Achaya Gosai. Others do not have the power to see this form of the Lord. Advaita Acharya was able to see it by the mercy of the Lord. Prema Sukhi Advaita Kandena Anurag Danta Trina Karipuna Puna Dasyamag. Advaita cried in ecstatic love out of intense attachment. Kandena Anurag. Taking a straw between his teeth, he repeatedly begged for Mahaprabhu's service. Puna Puna Dasya Magi. The Parama Anande Prabhu Nityananda Rai Parayatan Suke Brahme Sarva Nadijai. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu wandered throughout Nadi in great ecstasy. Prabhura Prakasha Sabha Jane Nityananda Jani Lena Hayachena Prabhu Vishwanga. Since Nityananda knows all of Lord Gauranga's manifestations, he understood that the Lord was displaying his Virata Rup, his universal form, to Advaita. Sattvare Aila Jata Achena Thakur Vishnu Griha Dware Giya Garjena Prachur. Nityananda quickly came to Srivas Thakur's house where Mahaprabhu was visiting, and Nityananda loudly roared from outside the temple door. Nityananda Agamana Jani Vishwambar Dwara Guchaya Prabhu Aila Satvara. Realizing that Nityananda had arrived, Vishwambara quickly opened the door. Ananta Brahmananda Rupa Nityananda Deki Dandavata Haya Padila Bhuji Anki. As Nityananda saw Mahaprabhu's form consisting of innumerable universes, he closed his eyes and fell to the ground, offering dandavats. Dandavat Mahaprabhu. Prabhu Bale Uta Nityananda Mora Pran Tumi Se Janaha Mora Sakalakyan Jetomare Pritikare Muni Satyatar Toma Bai Priyatama Nahikamar Tumi Ara Dwete Je Kari Bheda Buddhi Balamate Na Jane Sayad Ruttara Shudhi. Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda, Uto, Uto, get up. Mora Pran, you are my life and soul. Sakala Akyan, Janaha Sakala Akyan, you know everything about me. I certainly belong to one who loves you, Nitai, for no one is more dear to me than you. Anyone who distinguishes between you, Nityananda, and Advaita does not properly know the intricacies of the incarnations, Vrindavan Das Thakur said. Nityananda Advaite Dekhiya Vishwambar Anande Nachaye Vishnu Grihara Bitar. While looking at the form of Vishwambar, Nityananda and Vaita began to dance in ecstasy within a temple room, Vishnu Griha, Bitar, Ananda Nach, Nachaye, Hunkara Garjana Kari, Sri Sachinandana Deka Deka Kari, Prabhu Dake Gangan. Sachinandan roared loudly and it repeatedly exclaimed, look, look, Deka Deka. Prabhu Prabhu Bali Stuti Kari Duijan Vishwarupa Dekiya Ananda Maya Man. Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu offered prayers and exclaimed, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu. Their minds were filled with ecstasy on seeing that universal form of Lord Gauranga. Amara Prabhura Prabhu Sri Gaura Sundar. Sri Gaura Sundar Prabhu is my life and soul. He Sava Kotukai Sri Vasa Mandire Tadapi Dekite Shakti Anya Nahi Dhare. These pastimes took place in the house of Srivas Thakur, yet no one else had the power to see them. Advaitara Sri Mukher Esakala Kata. In other words, only Vishnu Tattva or someone empowered by Vishnu Tattva can see Vishnu Tattva. Advaita's Vishnu Tattva, he saw the universal form. Nityananda's Vishnu Tattva, Gauranga's Vishnu Tattva. But the other jivas were not given access. The other Nityasthira jivas. These topics came directly from the lotus mouth of Advaita. One who does not accept these topics is a miscreant. Sarva Maheshwara Gora Chandra Jaina Bale Vaishnavera Adrishya Se Papi Sarva Kale. One who does not glorify Gora Chandra as the Lord of all is a perpetual sinner unfit to be seen by the Vaishnavas. Papi Sarva Kale. All times he remains a sinner. Vaishnav Adrishya. Adrishya, no Vaishnava should see the face and form of such a sinful person who does not accept that Gaurachandra is the controller of everything, Sarva Maheshwara. Amara Prabhura Prabhu Gauranga Sundar Ese Barasa Mi Dariye Antar. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, proclaim that Sri Gaura Sundar Gauranga Sri Gauranga Sundar Prabhu is the Lord of my life. I maintain this conviction within my heart. Barasa Dharye Antara. I hold this within. Navadvipe Hena Sabha Prakasharastan Tadapiya Bhaktawahe Najanaye An Bhakti Yoga Bhakti Yoga Bhakti Yoga Dan Bhakti ye Krishna nama smaran karan smarana krandan. Such pastimes were enacted in Navadvip, yet no one other than devotees knew of them. Bhakti yoga, devotional service, bhakti yoga, devotional service, bhakti yoga, dan. Devotional service is the greatest dan, wealth, treasure. What is this? What is devotional service? What is bhakti? Bhakti means crying while remembering Krishna's names. Krishna nam smarana krandana. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, krandanam. Vrindavan Das Thakur has introduced a tenth limb of bhakti. Dasavita bhakti. Dasavita bhakti anga. Prahlad Maharaj introduced nine limbs, navavita. Nine different limbs, Navavida Naiva or Navavida Bhakti. Nine different limbs of devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmananavedanam. So Vrindavan Das Thakur Veda Vyasa has introduced a tenth number, Krandanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Krandanam. We should hear the holy name of the Lord, chant the holy name of the Lord, remember the Nam Rup Gun Leela of the Lord while chanting, and also while chanting, besides hearing, chanting, and remembering, we should do Krandanam, crying. So in this verse he's mentioning Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dan. He mentions three times. This is the wealth. A person is wealthy. A person is a Bhakti Yogi Dhani. A person, a Vaishnava, can be said to be a Bhakti Yogi Dhani if he possesses the wealth and treasure of remembering Krishna while chanting his name and crying out heartfully, meaningfully, pitifully in a mood of separation, crying for the Lord when he chants and remembers his holy name. The first bhakti in bhakti yoga refers to sambandha, relationship with God. This is a great treasure. The second bhakti indicates abhideya, activities in relationship with God. And this is another great treasure if one has devotional service. He's able to perform service to Guru, Vaishnavas and God. Hari Guru, Vaishnava Seva. Then he's very wealthy. He has a great treasure. And the third bhakti yoga mentioned in verse 72 of chapter 24 refers to prayojan, the ultimate necessity, the prime need for humanity, the purpose, the ultimate purpose and essence of human life, which is the goal of life. Prayojan, prem prayojan. So the third bhakti yoga refers to prem, Krishna prem, and that again is another dana. Bhakti yoga dana, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti yoga dana. Sambandha, jiva Krishna sambandha dana. Jiva Krishna Abhideya Seva, Seva Bhav, Seva Bhakti Yoga, Seva, that's the Abhideya Dan, and then Prayojana Dan. That's the ultimate treasure, that's the ultimate wealth to be attained by the other two forms of Bhakti Yoga. Is a third Bhakti Yoga, which means the Prema Pumartha Mahan, the Panchma Purusharta, the final conclusion of all endeavors and pursuits and activities, is to attain pure, unadulterated love for Radha and Krishna. Siddhanta Saraswati says in Tika here, devotional service manifests in a heart that has been melted by hearing, chanting, and remembering. If one's heart is hardened by false arguments or filled with Maheshwara Bhav, the desire to control, then the propensity to serve Hari Guru and Vaishnavas does not appear. Non-devotional activities manifest perversions in the soul's constitutional characteristics. Jivera Sorupaya Krishnara Nityadas. Text 73. Hare Krishna. Krishna Bali Kandile Se Krishna Namamile Andhane Kule Kichunahi Krishna Bajile. The pure name of Krishna manifests when one cries while chanting the name of Krishna. Wealth, aristocracy, money, high birth are useless if one does not worship Krishna. Dane kule kichu nahi Krishna bhajile. Krishna bhajan. Krishna bhajan nahi. If one is not engaged in Krishna bhajan, then what's the use of his kula, his family, his position, or his dan, his wealth, his aristocracy? It's nothing. It's kichu. Kichu nahi. It's insignificant. It's worth nothing. Krishna bhali kandile se Krishna mile. If one kandile, if one chants Krishna, Krishna, and cries, then he will meet Krishna. Krishna na mile. Then he will meet. If he chants Krishna bali kandile, if he chants out, if he calls out Krishna, Krishna, and he's crying, then he will actually meet Krishna in his holy name. Santa Saraswati Thakur states, 73 Tika. Without Krishna's seva, high birth and prestige and opulences are insignificant. If someone is prideless and constantly calls out the name of Krishna with a melted heart and realizes that the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shunati Binatvan Nami Namano Nami Namano, he realizes that the name of Krishna and Krishna the person are non-different. Such a devotee will attain the eternal service of the holy names. Persons afflicted by false arguments and false ego who cry out of material distress do not attain bhakti. Inclination to serve Krishna only manifests in the melted hearts of prideless persons. The inclination to serve Bhagavan Sri Krishna only appears, only comes, only manifests in the hearts, the melted hearts of prideless persons. If someone is crying due to some material loss or gain, that is not what's mentioned here. Spiritual crying, ecstatic spiritual crying, results from contacting eternal happiness. Text 74. Duitakur era visharupa darshan iha jeshunaye shunaje tare mile krishna dan. Anyone hears a tapas concerning the darshan of the visharupa attained by Nityananda and Dvaita will attain the treasure of Krishna. This is a shruti phal of hearing this chapter 24. Shaneke sakala samvariya gora chandra chalilena nija grihe lae bhakta brinda. After a short time, Gaurachandra concealed his universal form and returned to his residence along with his devotees. Vishwarupa dekiya dvaita nityananda kaharo nahika bhaya paramananda. After seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's universal form, Advaita Nityananda Prabhu's lost all external consciousness in great ecstasy. Paramanand. Vaibhava darshana sukhe matta duijan dulaya jajena gari sakala angan. In the happiness of seeing Gauranga's opulence, Nityananda and Advaita rolled on the ground throughout the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. Kayanache keha gaya diya karatali duliya duliya bule dui mahabali e mate dui jani mahakutuhale sheshe dui jani jani bajila galagali. The powerful Lord Advaita Nityananda swayed to and fro as one danced and the other sang and clapped his hands. They enjoyed great happiness, and then somehow they began to abuse each other. Galagali. Of course, this abusement is all joking. It's all hasiras, sarcasm and hasiras amongst God and God, Vishnu and Vishnu, Balaram and Advaita, Mahavishnu and Anantashesh. Advaita starts off. Advaita Bali Avaduta Mat Advaita balaye avaduta mataliya heta kon janatoki anila dakia dujara bhangiasi sambaile bhaili kene sanyasi kariatori bali kon jane hena jati nahi nakaila jaragare jati achi ken kon jan bali tori. Vaishnava sambhai keni maha matujal jhatta nahi palaile nahi beka bhal. Advaita said, Nitai, you're an intoxicated avadut. Who invited you to come to Shivas's house? Why did you break down the door and come here? Who says you're a sannyasi? You eat here and there in anyone's house? You don't even consider what caste they are? So you've lost your own caste. How can you say you have maintained your caste? What is such a great drunkard as you doing in this assembly of Vaishnavas and Pandits in Srivas's house? Get out from here right now or you'll be in trouble. Nityananda Bali Aranada Vasitaka Kilaya padon age Dekai Pratapa. Oh, Nara, Advaita, just sit down or I will show my prowess by punching you. Hare Buddha Vamana Tumara Bhaya Nai. Hami Avaduta Matta Takurera Bhai. Striye Putre Grihe Tumi Parama Samsari Paramahamsa Pateyami Adhikari. Hami Mari Le O Kichu Bhaliti Napar. Amasane Tumi Akarane Garvakar. We just said, Nara, you old Brahmin, aren't you afraid of me? I am an intoxicated avadut, Gauranga's brother. You are a gross materialist, living at home with your wife and children in Shantipur, while I have the eligibility and qualification of a Paramahamsa. Of course, this is all love quarrel, prema kalaha. Totally alokic prem, transcendental love exchange. Nityananda is saying that he's revealing himself as a traveler on the Paramahamsa path, the path of the pure souls. Then to reveal that the vision of materialists is useless, he calls Sri Advaita a materially intoxicated householder engaged in maintaining his wife and children. He said, you're a senile old Brahmin, poor Brahmin, and overly courageous. Advaita, meanwhile, recalled Nityananda, a drunkard, a trespasser, and a condemned sannyasi, a social misfit, an indiscriminate eater of everyone's remnants, and a violator of Vedic injunctions. Then he said, if he didn't leave Advaita's house, apparently it's in Advaita's house, he'd receive severe punishment. In protest of these statements from Advaita, Sri Nityananda made this arrogant reply. Even if you beat me, you cannot say anything, yet you display your pride before me without any reason. Shunya dvaite krode agnihena dvale digambarahaya ashesha manda bhale. After hearing these words, Advaita burned with fire and anger, transcendental anger. Losing his cloth, he began to speak many rude words. So angry, all his cloth fell off. And he said, Advaita said, Matsyakao, Mamshakao, e Matta Sannyasi, Vastra Edi Lama Ami, e Digvasi. What is this, you avadut? You eat fish and you eat meat. What kind of sannyasi are you? I have also given up my cloth and become naked. In the course of argument and counter-argument, Sri Advaita became very angry and said, your behavior is like a Dari Sannyasi. Dari Sannyasi means a sannyasi who lives with a woman, wears saffron and travels, or lives with a woman or many women, engages in drinking and eating and all kinds of nonsense, illicit activities, but externally pretends that he's some type of sannyasi. These Dari Sannyasis eat fish and meat, and say that, oh, they're naked Paramahamsas. You're like the tantric sannyasis who are envious of Vaishnavas, who are followers of Shakta philosophy and attached to sense gratification. And they indulge in Panchamakara. Panchamakara means five syllables. Ma, 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 ma. So this term, Panchamakara, refers to ma, 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 refers to mamsa, which means meat, madhya, which means wine, intoxication, madira, matsya, which means fish eating, mahila means woman or associating, having sex with women, mahila, and maitun, which means sex. Mamsa, madhya, matsya, mahila, maitun. So these are, of course, all sarcastic or disguised as blasphemous statements of Sri Advaita. Kota mata pita kon deshe va vasati ke jane asya baluka dekiti ek chor asya eteka kari paka kaimu gilimu samharimu sabataka. Who knows, Nittai, where your parents are or where you come from. Can anyone vouch for you? One thief came and created this disturbance. But wait, I will eat, swallow, and destroy everything. Tare bali sanyasi ye kichunai chai. Bolaya sanyasi dine tine barakai. Srinivasa panditera mule jatinai. Kotakara avadute ani dhilatani. Avaduta karilasa kala jatinash. Kutta haite madhya pera haila parakash. And Advaita said, we call this one who does not want anything a sannyasi. But this chore, this thief, he eats three times a day, still he calls himself a sannyasi. Dine teen barakaya. Teen bar, ek dina teen barakaya. Shiva's pandit does not belong to any caste, so therefore he brought this avadut, Nittai, from somewhere, and now he's giving him shelter in his house. This avadut, Nittai, has ruined everyone's caste. We don't know where this drunkard has come from. Vrindavan Das Thakur summarizes. Krishna prema sudha rase mata duijan anjan je kalahakarena sarvakshan. Intoxicated in the nectarine mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna prema sudha rase mata duijan. These two jana, Advaita Nittai, continually quarreled between themselves. That's kalaha. Sarvakshan means moment by moment. Moment after moment, at every moment. Kalaha, prem kalaha. Krishna prema sudha rase. Mata. They were in madness, not madness of torpor of ignorance or tamagun. They were elated and absorbed and relishing the highest vibration and purest energy of Ishuddha Sattva, the Sarup Shakti of the Lord. They're relishing Krishna Prema Sudha Rase, Sudha, the pure ras of Krishna Prema. And Mata, they were intoxicated, transcendentally mad, divyonmad. They were way beyond this world and all considerations of envy and backbiting and revenge and fault-finding and criticizing. They're simply relishing ras. There's a sakya ras, a relationship between one and the other. Dear and dear friends. Vrindavan Das Thakura continues, Hitte eka janera haiya paksha jay. Anya jane nindakare kshaya jayase. Therefore, if a person takes the side of Nityananda and blasphemes Advaita, or the other way around, he is ruined. Hina prema kalahera marmana janiya heke ninde aravande se mare pudiya. A person who blasphemes one and glorifies the other without understanding the meaning of such loving quarrels, is burned to death. Prema kalaha. Prema kalaha or marma. Marma means najanya. If he doesn't understand the joking nature, marma, doesn't understand the sensitive, intimate joking, actual joking nature of this love quarrel, then he'll be finished. And he makes some ninda, he will be burned to death. Advaitera pakshahana ninde gadadhar seyadama kabunai Advaita kinkar. A fallen person who takes the side of Advaita and blasphemes gadadhar can never become a servant of Advaita. Ishvare se ishvarera kalahera patra sebuji bevishna vaishnavera lila matra. Only the Supreme Lord, Ishvara Parama Krishna, is capable of quarreling with the Supreme Lord. That's why I said earlier. Ishvara is quarreling with Ishvara. Ishvara Vishnu is quarreling with Ishvara Balaram. Of course, Vishnu is merely an expansion of Balaram. Because Nityananda is Balaram, Nityananda expands in the Purushavatars. Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, and Advaita is Mahavishnu. simply an expansion of Balaram. So it's a Balaram quarreling with himself. Right hand quarreling with left hand. What is the quarrel? What is the problem? What is the fault? No dosh, no fault. Only the Supreme Lord is capable of quarreling with the Supreme Lord. Who can fathom or understand the pastimes of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas? Vishnu, Vaishnava, Lila, Matra. Purport. Vishnu and his eternal servant Vaishnavas are called Ishvaras or Prabhus. Vaishnava Prabhu or Vishnu Prabhu or Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Gauranga. Ordinary people, Prabhu Vishnu. Ordinary people cannot understand this. The disagreements created by particular manifestations of Vishnu between themselves and the facade of quarreling among the Vaishnavas for increasing their love for the Supreme Lord are incomprehensible to ordinary people forced to eat the results of their karma. Vishnu and the Vaishnavas are called Ishvaras, controllers, or Prabhus, masters. Ignorant, simple-minded people who consider the dealings between one Prabhu and another Vaishnava Prabhu, or the apparent quarreling, apparent, although not real, the apparent quarreling between Sri Nityananda and Sri Advaita, equal to ordinary dealings of materialistic people, and then they blaspheme such and praise, anyone who enters into blasphemy and praise are simply foolish. Vishnu ara Vaishnava samana duihai pashandi nindaka iha buje viparjai sakala Vaishnava pratyabera dakiya ye Krishna charna bhajaye se jayatariya. Vishnu and the Vaishnavas are equal, but atheists and blasphemers think otherwise. One who worships the lotus feet of Krishna without discriminating among Vaishnavas, he is delivered tariya, Krishna charna bhaje tariya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chandajan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Padajugegan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhashya commentary of Chaitanya Bhagavad Madhya Kanda 24. Mahaprabhu displays his Virata Rupa to Advaita. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai.